This holiday season, see The Departed, Bobby, Babel, or Dreamgirls, starring Emilio Estevez, Lawrence Fishburne, Heather Graham, Anthony Hopkins, Helen Hunt, Ashton Kutcher, Harry Belafonte, William H. Macy, Demi Moore, Lindsay Lohan, Christian Slater, Sharon Stone, Martin Sheen, Elijah Wood, Leonardo DiCaprio, Gael Garcia Bernal, Jack Nicholson, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, Alec Baldwin, Jamie Foxx, Beyoncé Knowles, Eddie Murphy, Danny Glover, Brad Pitt, Kate Blanchett. And that probably makes the point. Elvis Mitchell joins us now from member station KCRW. Elvis, how are you?
And Scott Simon as the Beaver.
We're making a point about ensemble films, right? All of these four films are what they call ensemble films. And Robert Altman, who was in many ways considered the master of the ensemble film, has just died.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Scott, because I think Altman's gift for getting large casts together and having them play against each other and seeing the actors really sort of get that pleasure of that slightly improvisatory feel that we don't see in these movies we're talking about, except to some extent in The Departed, but that sense of actors really relishing a chance to work with other actors and that...
Let's play a clip from The Departed and get you to talk about it. This is a Martin Scorsese film, and Jack Nicholson is an Irish mob boss, and he may or may not suspect that Leonardo DiCaprio is a rat.
I got an informer in my outfit. Cop. State, he's Boston Police Department.
You sure it's not the FBI?
You know, past days, situations like this, I kill everybody. Everybody that works for me.
Well, happy holidays.
And to you.
Now, Martin Scorsese knows how to handle a big cast, right?
Oh, sure. He goes back to that, too, if you think about what Mean Streets was. Or even to some extent, we have to say New York, New York, or Raging Bull. And here in The Departed, which is a remake of the Hong Kong action film of about 4 years ago, Infernal Affairs, it's very much an ensemble piece, driven to some extent by the actors reacting to what Jack Nicholson's going to do next. I mean, it's a real kind of fight to stay alive in this movie for them. And I think what's fascinating, too, about all these ensemble films that we're talking about today is that we're hearing all the Oscar talk, which only starts like January of the year, and it's kind of tough for people to sort of pick out who the best actor and best actress candidates are going to be because the feel for supporting actors is so big, so strong. In The Departed alone, you have both Nicholson and then Alec Baldwin, and a really great and uncharacteristically kind of seamy term from Mark Wahlberg, who gives the performance of his career in this movie. He plays a Southie, which is what he is, what he grew up being. And I think, again, it's that part of that being in an ensemble cast and having a chance to work against people of the caliber that we find in The Departed really brings something different and new and kind of primal out of him.
In ensemble films, it's not uncommon for a well-known actor to be on screen only a couple of minutes. Is it hard to have impact that way?
I don't think so. I think, again, because what we're talking about are these big tapestry films where the actors really have to come and make an impact, that makes them work that much harder to do it. And when you have to go in working with Martin Scorsese as a director and realizing at some point Jack Nicholson's going to pull God knows what out of his pocket, you definitely got to be ready for it. Or in the case of something like Dreamgirls, which is basically an ensemble drama, what Bill Condon has done in adapting it for the screen is made it more of like a big piece instead of making it about two or three set pieces that are songs as the original musical was, the stage musical. He's made that a big piece too, an ensemble piece about a group of people working their way through the 60s.
Let me ask you about Dreamgirls, because I've read in the trades that Jamie Foxx settled for what would ordinarily be his fee. I'm sure his settling for a lower price is something.
I think he settled for my fee instead of his fee.
But the point is, even David Geffen, who had produced Dreamgirls on Broadway, who was producing this film, who has more money than the National Bank of Japan, apparently can't pay everybody in a big-name ensemble film.
It's a fairly expensive piece to make, and he wanted to get people, and people want to do this so much because it's such an important piece. That's what attracted people to the package. And like The Departed, it's a movie of ambitions. And I think that's what kind of unites all these movies, these ensemble things we're talking about. There are thematic ambitions, and the ambitions of the actors come into play as well. And that's what gives it a real sense of excitement for us as an audience.
I want to ask about Bobby. This is Emilio Estevez's film, and this is a clip featuring William H. Macy and Christian Slater.
I'm getting complaints that you're not allowing the kitchen staff off work to vote today.
We're understaffed this week. I've got six workers with the flu I've had to deny sick leave to.
Did you tell them they couldn't leave?
This is no small thing we're doing tonight. I need every staffer with a pulse on
duty. Did you
duty.
Tell them that they couldn't leave to vote?
They're not gonna vote. Half of them are illegal. They can't vote. Why give them the time off for something they can't do anyway?
There's so much thrown against the wall in this film. What sticks in your judgment, Elvis?
As a director, Estefes is really trying to put as many elements in as possible, and I think the movie rises or falls based on what the actors can do in the scene. It doesn't feel like it's all of a piece. I mean, all the seams show, all the joints show. But what he wants to do is make a movie about a moment, and he doesn't quite get the picture to coalesce. It seems, in a way, slightly less competitive than the other movies. And I think there's something about ensemble casts that really sort of whet an actor's appetite to show what he has to give. When you get a bunch of people who probably consider themselves character actors in the way that Jack Nicholson really does, or to some extent I think Jamie Foxx does, or even Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls, mm-hmm. then they really sort of like bring everybody else's game up. And you can't help but sort of see a glint of sort of excitement, that kind of vitality that sort of stimulates an actor, then just to see the adrenaline kind of pulse through these actors and see that become a part of the tableau that we're watching. It's really fun to watch when it does work.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition and host of The Treatment on KCRW and many fine public radio stations and a few scurrilous ones.